good bit out from the next general election, but I know many people within our own organisation in Donegal are looking at the next election, and I suppose in a five-seater there will be a very, very good possibility that there'll be two candidates. So there's a lot to do between now and then. Obviously, it's been a very, very tough couple of weeks for John, and certainly this escapade and the process that has been gone through has been very, very badly handled, and certainly the new conversation that's needed around board appointments and the process involved is where we need to move forward from here. And a lot of lessons have been learned. I'm glad that Tatisha had the dignity to apologise. Now, something that is noteworthy, that, you know, he did stand up and he did apologise for the difficulties and the problems within the process.
Is tonight's parliamentary party meeting going to be a rough one for Enda Kenny? Do you predict fireworks?
I can't predict it, but I don't think so. You know, I think there's been a lot of soul searching in the last couple of weeks around, you know, processes and, you know, the way things are done and the way that things could be done better. And even from speaking to key people within my own organisation in Donegal, I mean, people are saying the same thing, that this could have been handled differently. John McNulty had the credentials as a person very, very heavily involved in this community to seek a Senate nomination on the cultural panel without having to go through the process of a board appointment. So, I mean, there's a sense of kind of annoyance within our own organisation that the process was carried out in such a manner, but it's about moving forward, and I think that will be the position of the parliamentary party tonight, to get back on track. Like, the economic indicators are good, but it's how best we can ensure that everybody feels the recovery, and not just businesses located maybe closer to Dublin or closer to the centre. We have to look at a regional recovery as well, and certainly that's the position that I'll be advocating. And even this week, I haven't had a number of meetings with key people and personnel within government. In my role as Minister of State for the Gaeltacht, I'm pushing very, very, very strongly and advocating very hard for a proper dialogue and a proper communication strategy between Oudhris and the Gaeltacht and government.